evening. I'm Rudolf Hucker, and I'm arranging a May Day military parade. So far, we have two Mr. Dusties, half a dozen Momus Bog Spaniels, and a little yellow truck with tank written on it, and one streaker who keeps outrunning security.
I'm Mike Rochburns, and I'm in a parade. You'll never catch me, coppers.
I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, and I'll be jumping over the Beltane bonfire. Once it dies down a bit.
I'm your Harkness, and I'm going to be Morris dancing later on, as punishment for something.
I'm Norma Snockers, and I'm throwing wooden balls at the Aunt Sally. This one looks like it's had a few hits to the face already.
Ow! That's me! I'm Sandy Crevice, and I'm taking part in the May Day Walking Festival, because some buggers nicked my SRV.
Okay, right. Well, I suppose on with the headlines. Trade deal? Not a great deal, says Hutton, after EDF wash their eggs.
Up is the new down. We're not a fan.
Happy Hutton. We investigate.
Flossie has a big one.
We investigate the case of the missing platinum. Or is it?
And I glance over at the BGS screens and shrug.
Hutton Orbital has today signed a limited trade agreement with the Earth Defence Fleet, brackets EDF, a local faction with a history of strong opinions and a noticeable absence during recent planetary defence incidents. The agreement finalised at George Pantazis... finalised at George Pantazis grants shared access to distribution routes and facilitates cross-border movement of rare goods. While initial reception has been cautious, growing concern surrounds EDF export practices, particularly their treatment of leathery eggs sourced from Ridley Scott in Zayonce. These rare biological commodities require precise handling. Their leathery shells contain a natural protective membrane essential to maintaining embryonic dormancy. EDF protocols, however, include the injection of growth hormones to accelerate the development of the product and surface sterilization using washes of chemical agents. Practices common in Federation supply chains but unsuited to xenoactive goods. Washed eggs have already been detected in EDF outbound manifests bound for Hutton space, prompting alarm from containment authorities.
When you remove the membrane, the occupant stops sleeping and starts thinking.
Said someone suspiciously sounding like Marla Vintner of Zayonce's Biocontainment Authority.
Usually about escape. And hugs.
At least two incidents involving early-stage emergence from improperly handled cargo have been reported along the Midgecut, or for those of you with a dirty mind, Midgecut corridor. Pilots are advised to wear full containment suits when dealing with freight marked organic and hissing. This rerouting of galactic goods, including rares, via the Federation has caused concerns, especially as anyone sensible would purchase direct from the manufacturer. That said, rares are a particularly strong target for federal chlorine washing, as it appears they've stockpiled certain of them for a rainy day. Or experimentation. Or as a bioweapon. Or as leftovers from Easter celebrations. Further controversy has arisen over an EDF requisition order for Imperial mug polish. Hutton insiders have expressed concern that such materials could irreparably damage the surface of genuine Hutton mugs, stripping away the printed station insignia and compromising both aesthetic and thermal function. Hutton mugs are not ordinary drinkware. Each unit is cold cast from the reclaimed alloy of failed Hutton rum attempt wreckage, usually salvaged from ships that run out of fuel halfway through the 0.22 light-year supercruise to Hutton itself. Once formed, the mugs are exposed to a stationary, high-frequency frameshift field generator operated just shy of activation. This process seals the structure, activates the latent hyperspace resonance within the alloy, and permanently bakes the station logo onto the outside surface.
No Hutton mug should return with its logo scrubbed off,
said station architect Lael Wolf.
That's not cleaning, that's cultural defacement.
In an unrelated administrative matter, a number of pilots have submitted formal applications to the apology officer following improper treatment of their Hutton mugs. Incidents include placing them in automated dishwashers, despite clear handling guidelines, and in one case, an accidental impact with a bulkhead during docking procedures. The affected mug is currently undergoing reassembly using a limited supply of ZZ Ant Grub glue. Replacement requests have been deferred, pending review. The Bank of Zeons has issued two distinct market advisories in response to the developments. The first addresses leathery egg futures, warning of volatility due to rising containment incidents. The second pertains to merchandise confidence, citing concerns over brand integrity if surface abrasion becomes widespread. Initial inspections of EDF inbound freight are scheduled to begin this cycle at Barnard Star. Biosecurity teams from a local religious group and mug authenticity officers are standing by.
Routine maintenance at Hutton Orbital has inadvertently triggered a station-wide inversion of the gravity simulation fans, resulting in several hours of ceiling-bound object accumulation and a brief interruption to standard beverage service. Unlike larger Coriolis and Orbis stations, which simulate gravity through structural rotation, Hutton lacks the mass, size, thrusters, and shape to spin at speeds that would do anything useful. Instead, it employs a hybrid gravity model consisting of directional airflow from gravimetric fans, magnetized flooring, Velcro-equipped buttockware, and iron-fortified beverages. Drinks are kept stable using trace ferrous compounds introduced into Hutton's beverage supply, ensuring both nutritional iron intake and beverage glass cohesion. The fans are calibrated to simulate downforce through carefully modulated airflow. In combination with magnetic seating and beverage adhesion protocols, they provide acceptable walking, sitting, and drinking conditions under non-rotational circumstances. A recent firmware update, however, mistakenly applied a polarity reversal patch intended for Orbis class vertical airflow systems. The result was a system-wide inversion of fan direction, causing unsecured objects to accumulate rapidly on the ceilings of Deck 3 through 7. Station logs list affected items as including data pads, grooming accessories, meal trays, and a large number of cutlery items previously thought to be missing. One domestic iguana remains unaccounted for. Mooncake was located several hours later atop a ventilation duct, calmly drinking azure milk from a saucer. The matching mug was discovered in shards below. The station's long-serving floor-mopping technician issued a terse statement via his Onion representative. If management expects the ceiling cleaned, they can provide a hover scaffold and danger pay.
We are classifying the incident as non-lethal but inconvenient,
said Deputy Maintenance Controller Frin Dak.
Nothing caught fire, and that's a win.
Six ceiling panels and one acoustic tile require replacement. Mug loss has been estimated as moderate. Venting systems were switched to squeeze pouch dispensing until airflow vectors were restored. Rumours are that the bar staff are still operating a get-it-yourself policy in the main bar. Lael Wolf has suspended all non-essential firmware updates pending full review and has reissued the guidance on securing loose items, particularly in beverage service areas. A request for ceiling mopping has been submitted and promptly ignored.
An internal audit conducted this week has confirmed that over 400 inhabited systems under the influence of Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative are officially listed as happy. The result has raised eyebrows across the galaxy, not due to the rating itself, but the staggering consistency of the sentiment. Hutton's influence network, representing a respectable footprint in the inhabited bubble, reports not a single system as "I'm writing to the manager" status, nor even one classed as "a bit cheesed off." Analysts reviewing the data expected to find at least a few local governments in couldn't give a shit territory, particularly in the deeper refinery systems, where quality of life initiatives consist primarily of not being on fire. Instead, the data shows near-perfect emotional uniformity. Of the 421 systems currently monitored, 402 are listed as happy, 12 as elated, and only one in any of the less flattering categories. You might not notice that this doesn't add up, which is exactly why it needs investigating. Hutton representatives insist the figures are accurate and reflective of a healthy, stable influence campaign. Deputy Administrator Fendrick Jallow addressed the figures during a press conference held in the admin kitchenette.
Happiness is acceptable. Elation is concerning,
he said.
We don't encourage extremes. Happy people don't riot and they don't expect cake. Elated people throw parties. That leads to glitter, and I'm not cleaning glitter again.
The Interstellar Bureau of Systematic Mood Calibration has requested access to the raw data, citing irregular statistical distribution. Their lead analyst, Drawler Pex, stated,
"While happiness is not inherently suspicious, consistent happiness on this scale usually indicates either good governance or accidental gas leaks."
Citizens in happy systems reportedly receive standard services, unmelodramatic news broadcasts, and a rotating mug appreciation calendar. Efforts to determine the emotional drivers behind these results have so far yielded inconclusive responses, ranging from, "Well, we've got oxygen," to "The vending machines have stopped exploding." When asked whether any system had formally submitted complaints, Lil Wolf responded,
"We've had no managers written to this cycle, not even a politely sharpened note."
The only known anomaly, a station in Ross 671, where local mood monitoring briefly dropped to "couldn't give a shit," was later traced to a clerical error involving a mislabeled tea shipment. Once corrected, the system returned to happy status and the tea distributor was quietly relocated to Wolf 1481.
If you're passing through Piscium Sector MT-Q A5-5, as many of us do, and you're at a loose end, then why not pop across to Commander Flossie's new Orbis, Flossie's Fortress? It's the big red one. Inside, you'll find a pub, not a bar, with crocheted beer mats and neck curtains on the windows to the docking bay, so you can watch people come and go without them seeing you. Each of the landing pads has a ship-sized doily so you don't spoil the surface with your scuzzy landing gear. Loading crews are all issued with cardigan knitted by Flossie herself, and it's mandatory to wear a vest because the letterbox opens on the cold dark void of space, and there's a bit of a draft. The social hub has a McThargoids, sweet shops, a chocolatier, a cross-stitch emporium, and an arms dealer specialising in custom rocket launchers. The chocolate factory is vast, but it has to be to keep up with the demand. There are bars of chocolate eggs, chocolate fountains, and you can even nibble on a life-size chocolate Flossie if you're so inclined. Robbie Rungway's classic ship bazaar is another highlight. There are Cobra Mark IIs, Lacon Type 4s and Type 5s, and Commander Thane's mail-in from the hit vid show Escape Velocity is in the window. There's even an original Moray starboat in the workshop, having some work done to its flanges. Robbie uses traditional methods, none of your sleek AI-controlled nanomachine swarms working at a molecular level here. No, at Robbie's workshop they use big dumb robots with big dumb hammers to sort your ship out, just like they did in the olden times. The comm system may seem a bit archaic to some visitors, but we're told shortwave radio is coming back. Just don't forget your handle. So, get yourself over to Flossie's for a lovely day out.
Reports have emerged this week from commanders encountering unusual behaviour during routine cargo operations, specifically platinum. It appears to be developing a strong opinion as to whether it exists or not. In multiple cases, commanders have transferred mined platinum into cargo fleet carrier cargo storage, only to find it absent moments later. Following up attempts to retrieve it from any ship, hold, locker, or friendly-looking maintenance droid proved fruitless. The platinum had, according to one commander, done a runner. Shortly after, with no further interaction, the missing cargo returned to its original location, unmarked, unrepentant. Fleet logistics teams have attempted to replicate the issue. Bulk transfers appear to provoke the disappearance. Transfers in 25-ton increments, however, appear to placate the problem, although no one knows why. Some suspect superstition, others blame the number 26. The working theory involves the interface inconsistencies between visual inventory systems and underlying cargo registries. This, of course, is also the working theory for everything that doesn't make sense, up to and including the Hutton vending machine's tendency to dispense soup in the coin return. There has been no official comment from the Pilots Federation. Observers report their spokesperson made direct eye contact with a journalist and then immediately left the building. In the meantime, pilots are advised to verify storage after all transfers, consider smaller increments, and avoid shouting at hangar crew, as most of them are holograms. Until such a time as platinum learns to behave, the official procedure is as follows. Log it, ignore it, wait, and check again later. Further updates to follow, assuming they're still there.
Welcome to the Hutton BGS bit, where we watch the BGS unfold in real time and then try to relay it to you through the medium of Inuit throat singing. Booms this week are in LP525-39, Wolf124, 36 off Yuchi, Barnard Star, Wolf359, Epsilon Indy, Ministry, and Avic. There is a war in LH3536 against the EG Union. I don't know, maybe they didn't like his reading from Yuri's diary. Civil unrest is rife in Riga. Election in Dabi Minor against him. Well, no one. And another in Dabi Major against HIP 95973 Progressive Party. But what's it all mean? Well, your guess is as good as mine, but I'd say if you want to truck it to one of those boom systems. If you want a mission run, then run missions for Hutton in Dabi Major. And if you want to shoot it, then get over to Riga or LHS 3536. And that's it for this week's Hutton BGS bit.